the question was asked, there are many things about the Ribbono Shel Olam which we don't understand, and it's questionable whether we ever could. So how much are we supposed to? And I think here we have to really define a very specific realm. Whatever Chazal or the Torah revealed to us, wonderful. We got something, we were given an insight, good for us, we're lucky, great. Fine. Chazal tells us Midas Din, there's Midas Rachamim. Chazal tells a lot of things that give us insights into how Hashem runs the world. Fine. So that's a freebie. But from a logical perspective, what am I supposed to understand? So, long answer or short answer? You guys want a longer answer or a shorter answer?
Longer answer, sure.
How many people want longer? How many people want shorter? Okay, so I'll go shorter. The longer answer, which we will not discuss, which I won't go into, but one day we should revisit, is the question of, can God create a rock that God can't lift? The idea of God and contradictions and my perspective on God and contradictions. God and my logic. That's where we're not going. You guys wanted the shorter answer. I'm not going there. On a different occasion, we have to revisit that. The shorter answer is, when we approach, we have to define for ourselves, why do we have the goal to think that anything about God is understandable by man? Where is the basis for thinking I can understand anything about the Ribbono Shel Olam? Why do we have that basis? And I think the answer to that, and it's very important to define this, the answer to that is, if I don't have any understanding, then you can't have a claim against me for being an atheist, a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew. What do you want from me? I have to. If I have no tools to understand, if it's all about faith, so then where should I put my faith? Who's going to define it for me? One person believes in the big toad that gave birth to the world. Another person believes that by killing many innocent civilians, that'll bring them to the world to come. You can't argue because everyone believes you should kill someone. It's not nice to say, but on some level. So what are you going to say? No, but they're the religion of death. Really? They're the religion of death? And the other religions didn't kill other people? That's not intellectually honest. So what we're saying is that there's a certain amount I have to be able to understand to know what the Creator wants of me. There has to be, like Rav Elchanan Wasserman writes in his letter, we're expecting every person on the planet to keep the seven Noahide laws, right? How? There are people in Africa that never met a Jew. So Rav Elchanan Wasserman writes, Rav Elchanan Wasserman was the Chafetz Chaim's top disciple. He was the one who eulogized him. And we learned over here his writings, Kovetz Igrot. So Rav Elchanan Wasserman writes, he says, you have to say that every person on the planet using logic can attain an understanding of the idea that God created the world and the seven Noahide laws. There has to be access through logic. It has to be that I can, through my own logic, get to that point, to that understanding. He goes into the system. He goes into how. In a nutshell, he says, if I think about a world that was created and that there is a creator, then I think there's responsibility. The second I think there's responsibility, if God created the world, then he wants something because he created something. So that will lead me to what does he want. That's in a nutshell. Obviously, this is a huge concept.
From our perspective, right?
But this is the defining point. Why do I approach it and say I have to understand? Because I say there must be a certain amount I can understand, because otherwise you can't expect me to do anything. But once you've defined that, then you've also defined how much am I supposed to understand? And the answer is enough to get me to know Torah is true. Do I really have to understand why the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me a mitzvah not to eat meat and milk? No. Does the whole system have to fit under my understanding? No. But the basis of the system, the understanding there is a creator, he took us out of Mitzrayim, he gave us 613 mitzvahs, he gave us prophecy, he gave us this system, that I have to be able to build up to logically. Once I've established that, then within the system, he's the boss. What can I do? I'm not going to tell him, he's going to tell me. I'm not here to teach him how to run the world, he's here to teach me how to run in the world. But I I have to define for myself, firstly, by what right do I want an answer? And the answer is, my right is, because if I'm going to adhere, then I have to be able to understand. Now, so let me learn, let me explore, let me find answers. But how many answers do I need? I need enough to get me to the starting point. That's key, because very often people are very frustrated. They spend their lives saying, I don't understand this mitzvah. Okay, but why did God do this? I don't know. How can you live with that you don't know? Because I don't need to have all the answers as to how he runs his world. Now, is it difficult? Yes. That's the short answer. I would just add one thing. This concept, when you're sitting in a cool classroom thinking about clear logic, is very easy. One of the great challenges of life is when life becomes very difficult and a person doesn't understand why did God create pain? Why did God create the capacity for suffering? Then a person has to deal with this reality that he's established, that I know God is true, I know Torah is true, I know this system is true, but I don't have answers for the reality I am sensing right now. And that contradiction, I have to live with this reality, but I've established that reality is God created the world and demands this of me. But it's very hard. I don't know how to reconcile that with the reality I'm living with. That is one of the great challenges of living as a Jew. It's not because I now don't know that Hashem created the world. It's that now emotionally it's hard for me. It's Avraham Avinu standing at the top of the mountain and he says to himself, as the Midrash writes, he said to himself, he said, yesterday he told me Yitzchak is the future. And now he's telling me to kill Yitzchak. I don't have an answer. Avraham Avinu is prepared to move forward without an answer. What do you mean then? How are you prepared to move forward? Because I know that's what God wants. I know that's what he told me. But do you understand him? That is the greatest challenge a human being can have. He has to bring God's will to fruition without understanding why that's God's will. I don't know. Like the Midrash says, Avraham did not have answers when he was at the top of the mountain. And he prayed. He said, Rabbon Shalom, please, let me have a different outcome to this prophecy. We're going to say it Sunday morning. Mishanat Avraham Avinu Bahara Moriah, we say in the prayer. He who answered Avraham on the top of Har Moriah, what did he answer him? Avraham prayed that he would come back safely. That's what it says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, that Avraham and Yitzchak both prayed before they went forward to that Akedah. And their prayer was accepted. That's what we say. Mishanah, Hashem answered him. So, that's the concept sounds easy when you're sitting here. The reality of it is the application throughout a lifetime is a challenge. Even to Avraham Avinu, it's a challenge.